I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World from PRI. I want to read you part of a Pentagon statement that crossed my computer screen today. It reads, quote, "In total, one airstrike near an ISIL training camp southeast of Mosul destroyed an ISIL-armed vehicle, two ISIL-occupied buildings, and a large ISIL ground unit," end quote. So as far as the Pentagon is concerned, the militant group that calls itself Islamic State is called ISIL. But when I spoke with journalist Sahar Issa in Baghdad earlier this week, she told me this.
The well-being of the Iraqi citizen has become somehow linked to American assistance battling ISIS, or what is known here as Daesh.
Daesh, ISIS, ISIL? I asked Tariq Massoud, a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School, to sort through this alphabet soup for us.
Remember that the group being called Daesh, Daesh is an acronym for Ad-Dawla al-Islamiyya fi al-Iraq wa al-Sham, the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant. And by the way, that's why we have a little debate about whether to call it ISIL, according to that name, or if we call it ISIS, where instead of the L, we referring to the Levant, we use the S for Syria. Now, the members of Daesh, or the members of the IS, don't like this name. And the reason they don't like this name is because it's – so people have said that one of the reasons they don't like it is because it's similar to an Arabic word, Dais, for like stepping on something. And, you know, one of the slogans of the Free Syrian Army, which is, you know, obviously opposed to Daesh, is like – it's basically like the Free Syrian Army, Dais Daesh wal Assad, which means basically the Free Syrian Army is stepping on Daesh and on Assad.
Right. So they don't want that.
Yeah, so they don't like that the name is similar maybe to this word of that refers to being stepped on. But more than that, I think it's just they want to be referred to by their full name, which is, they say now, the Islamic State. And they believe that Daesh is a way of eliding that or of denying the fact that this is the Islamic State and the caliphate.
And is that the word that they're using? They're using the English phrase like Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. How does he call his group?
I believe Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi refers to it as a Dawla al-Islamiyya, the Islamic State.
Okay.
So for them, they've even gotten rid of Iraq and Hashem, Iraq and the Levant. And for them, it's the Islamic State. And so to refer to them as Daesh, as this acronym, which even in Arabic, it just sounds like an unattractive word, I think they find annoying.
So we heard this report this week that the French government has stopped using IS, the Islamic State, to describe this group, to refer to them, and also taken on Daesh. Why are they doing it?
Well, I think because they, you know, don't want to give to Daesh, don't want to concede to Daesh this argument that they do, in fact, represent anything that is, quote unquote, Islamic. And this is a big part of the discourse now in the Arab world about Daesh, that these people are trying to claim for themselves the mantle of Islam, and that needs to be clawed back. And you even heard Secretary Kerry talking about how Arab leaders are saying that, you know, we must reinforce real Islam against the kind of Islam that is preached by Daesh. So to refer to Daesh as the Islamic State is to concede the argument to them, and nobody wants to do that.
It kind of feels like the administration of the White House is using ISIL, ISIS, and Islamic State interchangeably. Do you think that kind of muddies foreign policy, almost making it seem like we don't really know the name of this enemy?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've had vigorous debates with other experts who are wedded to one or another of these terms. I prefer ISIL. I think Shem is as Levant is as pretty close as a direct translation of it as Shem as you can get in the English language. Other people like ISIS. Many of my Egyptian friends hate the word ISIS because obviously that expropriates the name of a Egyptian goddess. I do think I wish that the administration wouldn't refer to them as the Islamic State, because I think, like the French and others, that I do think that almost validates what Daesh is claiming to be. But I don't think that this is in the fact that they use different names means that we don't quite know what we're doing. There's other evidence, Marco, that we don't know what we're doing, but it's not the fact that we use different names for it.
Ultimately, does it matter, really, what we call them?
As a Muslim American, I chafe whenever I hear this group of thugs referring to themselves as an Islamic anything. And so I do kind of like when the French deny them that. And I do. So, I mean, for on a purely emotional level, I think it's we probably shouldn't call them the Islamic State, and calling them Daesh is perfectly fine, or calling them ISIL is perfectly fine.
Tariq Massoud, a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School.